Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. A group of reality show contestants take the journey of their lives and find out their reality has gone haywire. So begins Siberia, NBC's new drama premiering tonight. Learn the unusual route this series traveled to you when creator Matthew Arnold and executive producers Chris Philip and Michael Lahoven join me next. Also forthcoming, news notes, and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Block Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Welcome to July, second half of 2013. Happy to have you with us for the show that covers the world of television. Trio of guests coming your way in the next half hour and change, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. How do you do it? You give us a call. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere. Catch us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you get involved is our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We welcome guests 1849, 1850, 51, and 52 into the room. So either way, phone call, chat room, love to hear from you because what you say matters. And while the program is on the air, you can connect it with others live by using Facebook Timeline. Just click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio screen, follow the instructions, and other people can hear this show live with you. The trio from Siberia joins me live from Los Angeles after these news notes. NBC will run the sequel to Mark Burnett's The Bible miniseries next year. AD Beyond the Bible will pick up the story, told this spring on the History Channel to great reviews and ratings from Jesus Christ's resurrection. Former CNN anchor person Soledad O'Brien will be a recurring correspondent on Al Jazeera America, now looking to debut next month. She will file reports and segments of the Nightly News Magazine Hour, Inside America. And we've got another case of a TV series running a second season before the first premieres. The Chase, GSN's new game show, is the recipient this time. Season 1 debuts next month, followed by a second bunch of episodes late fall. And that's our news notes for now. We're going to be talking about a program called Siberia. It's a show and the latest example of what's called straight-to-series television, a TV program that is produced sometimes before it's known what network will carry it, and that's the case with Siberia. When the show was produced, nobody knew until a month and a half ago what network was going to be on, and a month and a half ago, NBC picked it up, and it premiered tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Joining us live from Los Angeles, the creator and director of the first episode, Matthew Arnold, along with executive producers Chris Philip and Michael O'Hubbin. Chris, Michael, Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Maggie, we'll start with you. How did this show come about?
I just conceived of an idea of crossing the lines and blurring the idea of reality with real-life drama. I got the idea when I was watching episodes of Survivor and wondering what would happen if they took this cast, put them in an area that was dangerous or some strange place where, you know, a rebel group or something would attack them, and what if they attacked this reality show crew and the cameras were still rolling? What kind of a thing would happen, and what would the news be to the world? So it was a way to try to explore this a little bit and also explore the found footage genre with a little better photography than we're used to in some of those types of formats.
Did you intend this show, Matthew, to be a satire of reality or for the reality to be a spinoff of, as Mary McNamara was pointing out in the Los Angeles Times Review this morning, a horror show?
Not really. I think I was using it as a format to get into the story and into the characters. I think people are very sensitive to what is real now when they watch television, and they're interested in real stories and real people. And when you can put them in a different sort of state of mind, a different format, something that they recognize that's familiar, it's a way to get into the story kind of a different level and treat the characters differently. And Paranormal was successful in making us feel like, even though we knew it wasn't true, the way it was filmed felt more real. And I think reality shows do that, even though we all kind of know that a lot of it is scripted. So this was kind of like breaking the bonds of that and saying, yes, you know, reality shows are fictional. Let's just do a dramatic show with this format.
Chris, when did Matthew come to you with this project, and when did you and Michael think, okay, this is so good, we'll go ahead and produce episodes and not know what network is going to run?
Well, Michael came to me just about the December, January, and said, you know, we have this great idea that we are in production with. And my first question is, which network? No network. So I was curious, any network? Sweden, Bulgaria, you know, Russia, anywhere? No network. So these are feature film people that understand the model of paying for it and then selling it later. And it was intriguing. I saw some of the footage, and I thought it was genius. And we pitched it to some international markets, put an ad out in the trades that were taking it to MIPTV, which is an international TV festival. And NBC contacted us right away. And within 2 months of first contact, we have an air date. And that's a very, very unique model.
Michael, why did you decide to gamble on this project? Why do you think this is the stuff that would make a good series? And as we just heard from Chris, go ahead and produce the episodes before you knew what network was going to run it.
Well, I like risk, first of all. But the truth is, bring me a fresh idea, bring me something groundbreaking like this was. And we thought, you know, we have to do it, and we have to do it with an independent model. That's the model I understand, which is really the feature world. You don't try to hedge yourself on every level that you can, but you really believe in an idea. I thought it was an incredibly smart idea from Matt, and we steamed ahead.
Michael, is this your first time doing series television?
First time. First time. Hence the, you know, the independent film approach to it. And I think we brought something, you know, very fresh and bold, that's for sure.
And Chris, I understand that your production company, Sierra Engine, is also very high on this idea of straight-to-series programming. Why?
Well, I think the pilot model is kind of you know, difficult to comprehend from a financial standpoint. You produce something for $7 million and throw it in the garbage if it doesn't work. And this circumvents that entire system where the studio or the network would pay a portion of the total license fee, have creative control, get the quality that they expect with the budget and the cast and everything that they would normally be involved in for a fraction of the cost. What they give up is international. So we mitigate the risk across the globe. And that enables us as an independent to have access to major primetime network shows, and we now have four with more to come. And this is really the future.
Matthew, what do you think about this idea of creating a show and not knowing where it's going to land? Because once you make these episodes, you know, whether it's 10 episodes or 13 episodes, that's it. You can't change it, especially if it's a situation where the network buys it after the episodes have been produced, as opposed to the network commissions it or a production company commissions it, like Chris and Michael's company, and then you know at least where it's going to go and maybe how you can tailor the program to that network.
Well, the first huge benefit was very exciting because of all the freedom that we get to go make that. And Michael and I could decide kind of how we wanted the show to look and act and feel and be before anybody was kind of giving us notes. So there's an immense amount of creative freedom that way. And I felt very confident with Michael. I'd worked with him on a movie before, and I knew he would be able to find a way to sell this. You know, our fallback plan is if we don't sell it, we could always cut it into a feature or something. And once you own the property and you make it yourself, you do have other kind of freedoms and different avenues in which you can exploit. So I wasn't so worried so much as just grateful to be making the story and excited about it and happy to have the freedom that Michael and I enjoyed in the production process.
Matthew Arnold is the creator and tonight the pilot director. Chris Phillips, Michael Oben, the executive producers of Siberia, begins tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on NBC. And they are guests live from Los Angeles this half hour, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Happy to have all of you along with all of them. Simon Applebaum live from New York here on Blog Talk Radio. And we invite you to be in the conversation. You call us at 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We welcome our good friend Rick Ware from Philadelphia and Kiki Urch, also in the chat room, too. Coming up Friday on the program, we're back at our normal hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and we have a wonderful post-Independence Day show for you. We'll be live from London and live from Canada. From London, Dan Patterson, the co-creator and executive producer of Whose Line Is It Anyway, returning with new episodes starring Aisha Tyler and many of the great cast of that show, that improv comedy program, Wayne Brady, Colin McRae, et cetera, et cetera. The program will be on The CW starting later this month. Dan joins us live from London. And from Canada, we will have Bernard Zuckerman and Grace Bosworth. They're the co-creators and executive producers of the new Real Channel's Police Procedural King, which premieres Friday night. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Matthew, pick up the story from where it happens tonight. We have these folks going to a reality show, and what happens to them without giving too much of the plot away?
Well, you're going to see the characters start to form their relationships, and we're going to build toward a kind of climactic end. And I don't want to give too much away of the story. I want people to sort of get in there and enjoy it, and enjoy it as a reality show with sort of an extreme reality show where anything can happen. And I don't want to lead you down too many paths, but I do want to tell you to watch carefully because there'll be things to find and little Easter eggs to find in the show along the way.
Chris, where did you film this?
Winnipeg. Michael, you can speak to that a little bit better specifically.
Yeah, we went all the way up to Canada and shot it pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Well, although we will, you know, discover a lot of sets, and we made sure we obviously have the exact same latitude and climate, and you know, that we needed for to really copy Siberia in the best way possible.
And in the program, there is a camera crew, I believe, that accompanies these reality contestants. So do we see everything from the camera crew's point of view, or do we see it as a mix of camera crew and the contestants themselves?
Well, it's really shot like a reality show. So it's you're from the camera's point of view. And this episode will feel very much like a reality show. Things will change and break down in the future of the series. And we'll have a little bit of breaking the fourth wall more, but it is supposed to feel as much like a reality show as possible. So you've got that camera perspective.
And we were very cautious.
That kind of look, yeah.
We're very cautious, actually, you know, to make it very explainable why the cameras are filming, where these angles are coming from. I think, you know, you will obviously understand it's a drama. You will intellectually always understand it's a scripted show at some point in time, but emotionally you will continue watching it as it's a reality show, and it's very logical that these cameras are following these characters.
And with that in mind, how did you cast this show? It's obviously more of an ensemble program than, let's say, one big star and maybe a big supporting star too, and then the rest are unknowns.
Well, we went with all unknown cast, and that was part of the idea of it, was to make it, again, first of all, give opportunities to a bunch of wonderful actors that are around that haven't had their shot yet. But secondly, we didn't want to confuse the issue to the audience with having them recognize a star. Michael was clear at the beginning, too, that he thought that it would really hurt the feeling of the show and your enjoyment of it if you could recognize an actor for something else. Just take something away because they bring with them their career and their background. So these are going to be fresh faces for most people. Some people have some experience, and we explain that too, but mostly you'll just get an experience of new people that you haven't seen before on television and get to learn to love some characters, and I think we may make some stars out of it too.
And Michael, with the production of the show, what did you tell the camera crew to do in terms of how to make this work? But also, did you have all the actors watch like every reality show in sight, from Survivor to The Amazing Race to all those different types of competition shows?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Matt made them truly do an incredible amount of research, and I don't think they can see one more Survivor in their lifetime anymore. But in terms of camera crew, we did actually, we picked the very best people in terms of really experienced, incredibly strong camera people from Survivor, amongst other things. We took two great DPs. One is a, you know, Survivor-based reality DP. The other one is a really dramatic DP with an incredible look. And that's exactly the mixture, and you will see that throughout the season, that we wanted to accomplish. We give you the real feel, but yet we show you as well at some point in time when we are morphing with you into the really dramatic world.
Did that extend, Matthew? Go ahead.
I was going to say, we even had, you know, one of our EPs that was a producer on Survivor for many years, and one of the first things he did on our very first day of arriving on set was give a lecture to the cast as if they were contestants on the show. So they fully embraced their contestant-like status on the show, and they weren't sitting in trailers, you know, talking on their cell phones. They were thrown on set, and even when they weren't in the main scene, they were still supposed to be continuing to be in character, and we'd catch and fix things along the way. So from Doug's first announcement to them, it was like, this is what a reality show is, this is how you're going to behave, this is how you operate with the camera, and so forth. So they really were in that mindset from day one.
Maggie, you directed the first episode. Did you direct other segments? And in terms of other people directing the show, did you go, you and the and Chris and Michael, go for people who had done episodic television, or did you go for directors who who've done, like the photography people have done reality shows for a living?
Well, first, your first question, I directed the first six, and then the finale of this season. We kind of have this idea of kind of a family-run production, and we put people internally that were already on staff and part of our family to have them direct when we thought they would be appropriate to do so, and we had some really amazing work from the directors. So we kind of have this kind of family mentality, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Yeah,
just kind of
we brought in, two guys that we believe in, and I believe in tremendously. One is, a very young director called Jamie Winterstern. The other one is a more experienced drama director called Slava Yakovlev, and we did it really in conjunction between Matt, those two, and obviously me and the rest overseeing.
Siberia, it's a reality show, and it's not a reality show, maybe for you and also for the contestants who are living the experience. And it premieres tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on NBC, on your local NBC station. Matthew Arnold is the creator and main director of the series. Chris Phillip, Michael Hoban, the executive producers. Chris runs his own production company, Sierra Engine Television, and Michael runs Infinity Films, which has done quite a few movies, some I'm sure you know, including one I believe has got an Oscar nomination or more. And they're all with us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. Be in the conversation with us. The number you use with your question and comment is 1-646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Michael, now that you've had this experience, is your production company going to get more involved with television?
Oh, absolutely. We are expanding in television. It was obviously a terrific experience what we've done here. Matt and I are looking at new shows. I'm going to do more shows. Chris will be involved for sure. So we're very excited.
There are so many top producers and directors, whether it's Guillermo del Toro, Ang Ling, others who are now either becoming producers or executive producers of new television series or want to jump in. Why do you think, given who you are in the film world, why do you think so many producers and directors, writers in film want to do television and do it on a more regular basis, not as a one-shot?
Look, I love feature film, and I always, will remain doing feature films as well, but I think television has never been better than it's today. I think the quality that you can see on your screen at home, from the artistic level, is simply fantastic. So I knew I wanted to be in that space, and I guess that's the same reason for many of these other guys.
And Chris, with your company, Sierra, you mentioned that you've got some other straight-to-series shows in the works. What's happening? What's coming up?
Another NBC show called Crossbones with John Malkovich. It's the story of Blackbeard, written by Neil Cross, the creator of Luther. We also have Black Box that ABC just picked up straight-to-series with Bold Films, and that's basically a female Dr. House. She's a neuroscientist. And then we have Rescue 3 with Dolph Lundgren as an action-adventure series that's going to U.S. syndication this fall.
I want to get back to the syndication situation in a moment, but going to Crossbones, that was a series that we first heard about over a year ago. NBC had previewed it at their fall season preview in New York to the media and advertisers. What happened? It was supposed to go on this past year. Where does it stand now?
It's going into production September, and it looks like March for an air date, but it's moving. They kind of have mentioned Fridays at 10 p.m., but I we hope that's the slot right after Dracula. And Neil Cross has written some of the best scripts I've read in a long time.
And how did you get John Malkovich to star in it?
We asked. It's a great role for him. Blackbeard himself was a larger-than-life character that would light his beard on fire with firecrackers, and he was just absolutely insane. and Malkovich plays a great wild character, and it's a 10 episode order with a very large budget.
And the other two shows, Black Box and the syndication show with Dolph Lundgren. Let's take Black Box first. It's about a neurosurgeon. What is it? Sort of a quirky kind of medical drama.
Yes, she's a neuroscientist that works in a facility called the Cube, and they solve medical mysteries of the brain. And every week is a close-ended procedural with something that is a fascinating story that's very touching. And she solves that medical mystery, all while she self-diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and she's fighting her own illness while she holds the truth from her family, friends, and colleagues.
And the Dolph Lundgren show, we have not heard about a syndicated drama project for a while, and many people may remember that back in the 70s and 80s, when there were a lot of independent stations that were looking for primetime dramas on the weekends or weekend afternoons, you had a lot of these shows, Relic Hunter and Chase and so on and so forth, Renegade from Stephen Cannell and others. We haven't had that in a while. The last one, I believe, was Legend of the Hunter, which ran 2 years thanks to Disney and Buena Vista. What's your sense about whether the marketplace is ready for another primetime syndicated drama?
Well, I think the viewers are ready. Does the financial model work? Because with syndication, it's a barter deal. You typically have a rev share, and it's very risky. So with this particular show, we used feature film independent financiers that wanted to get into television. That, coupled with international pre-sales and a bank that gave us a gap, overall we were able to finance the show. So, again, barter in the U.S., risky game, but it could be incredibly lucrative if it becomes the next Baywatch. And this comes from the creator of Baywatch, and it kind of marries that formula of beautiful people in danger with it's fire, it's Coast Guard, and it's lifeguard. So it's not limited to one particular, bathing suits running around, saving people out of the water. It's quite a dynamic show, and Dolph Lundgren leads the team that's called Rescue 3.
Well, we all remember Baywatch and how big that was for everyone involved, and you mentioned the creators, I believe it was Michael Burke and Greg Bonan, and they came up with a nice syndication empire off that show, and spin-offs like Baywatch Nights and Thunder in Paradise and so on and so forth. Kings of syndication for many, many years. In fact, Baywatch, I believe, was considered the number one distributed show in the world at one point.
That's right.
Yeah. Matthew, was directing in the cards for you when you got the go-ahead to do Siberia, or was that something that you decided later on, okay, I not only want to write this show, create this show, I wanted to direct it and direct as many episodes as you did?
It was always my intention to direct. I think that's what I do primarily is direct, and I do that because that's sort of the way that I hold off my stories as best as I can. So that was always the intention. But with television, there's so much content that you can't possibly do it all. And I think even directing 6 was a huge challenge. Most people don't direct that many episodes in a season at the beginning. So I liked it very much, though, because we had such a fast-paced moving crew, and it was such a new format.
Matthew, there?
Did we lose him?
Yeah, I think the cell phone went out.
We lost him.
I think the cell phone went out. So, Chris and Michael, I'll turn to you. What lessons are you learning from doing this program as a straight-to-series show? And obviously, it seems like you are both very high on more of this happening. What is the secret for people, producers, who want to do a straight-to-series show to make this technique work?
Well, I can start off, Michael, if you don't mind. You know, I think there are two different types of straight to series. There's one that the network orders straight to series, where they guarantee the license fee, which is a percentage of the budget for 13 weeks, 10 weeks, and that plus the soft money, and tax credits, plus international sales. Again, you get to that total number that you need, right? This is happening with independents like Gaumont. It's happening. You know, Hannibal is one of these. Hemlock Grove is one of these. So I think, you know, that's a very unique model, and that's the way the business is shifting. The model of Siberia takes it even a step further. It's ultra risk. It's producing something completely independent of any revenue. You just have projections on a piece of paper. and you hope that you'll be able to sell it into the U.S. And it's really rolling the dice. And that's what Michael did with this show. And we got in early enough and showed that there is money here. And, you know, fortunately, it's on a primetime major network that, you know, tonight at 10 p.m., and we'll see how it does. But that model is very, very risky, but incredibly lucrative because we control the budget. It is what it is. They watch it. The network watches it. They like it or they don't like it. If they like it, the budget's not going to change. And if it's low enough and cost-effective enough, tremendously lucrative.
And we've got Matthew back on the line. What's been the most fun in seeing this program come to light where tonight, now, we all get to see it through NBC?
Well, the fun of making it, I think, was one of the best things, was getting the collaboration with all the different people involved and letting the actors improvise so much and also just getting to tell such a big story. It's fun for me to have a story that's so huge and to get a chance to tell it all. I think it would have been really tragic if we had gone the traditional route and made a pilot and then never gotten much further than that. I wouldn't have had a chance to get it all out and tell this big story. So it's going to be fun for me to let people kind of in early and watch as it develops, and for me to watch it now and to see all those pieces and whether I planted them well enough for them, the seeds to grow into all these great mysteries. So it's got a lot of that twisting plot and a lot of little plants and payoffs and little things in the plot that you'll, if you're paying a lot of attention, you'll catch, and you'll catch the mysteries as they start to unfold into our big meta story, which is a huge story that'll pay off in its final finale. So I'm excited to see how people are going to react to this. It's my first foray into television, and a very wonderful, beautiful place to be to get to be a storyteller.
And your colleague suggested that we might have a breakout performance or two coming out of this. Who do you think that breakout performance belongs to?
I don't know, Michael. Who do you think our big stars are going to be?
Well, listen, I let the audience decide that. Let's not pinpoint. I think we have really, you know, cast an incredible group of people. And what you see is, I think you see performances that you haven't seen in a drama before. And I mean that in terms of, you can always find a great actor giving a great performance, but here you're going to see an incredible group of people, and you're going to go on the journey with these guys, and the emotions and the reactions and the severe circumstances they are put in are actually real. So as much as, yes, we are a drama, but they are really faced with, I mean, the temperature changes from 130 degrees to minus 40. That is real. The bears and the snakes and horseflies that bite chunks out of your skin is actually real. So, you know, you'll see incredible emotions from these people. And I think we're going to have a couple of, if not more, of breakout stars here.
The adventure and this reality begins tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on NBC with the premiere of Siberia. Check your local listings for the NBC station in your area that takes the show. And remember, if you want more details about the program online, you can go to www.nbc.com. Matthew Arnold, the creator and main director, Chris Phillip, Michael Hoban, the production companies behind those shows, Sierra Engine Television and Infinity Films, thanks all three of you for being with us. Good luck with the show tonight. Have a very good hunch. We're in for a reality that's going to be lasting quite a long time, not only with this show, but also with the straight series production that you're pioneering.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Speak again.
You're welcome. A pleasure. Take care. Good luck again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bye. Matthew Arnold, Chris Phillip, Michael Hoban, all joining us live from Los Angeles this first afternoon of July 2013. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And now it's time for our regular feature, the classic trivia question of the week. If you know the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. Former President Ronald Reagan, before he became president, had the honor of starring and acting and hosting not one, but two popular television series during the 1950s and 60s. The question, name either program. What two television series did former President Ronald Reagan star in and act in? You can name either one, or for a bonus, name both. If you'd like to give us the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, we'll highlight you on Friday's post-Independence Day programming. And if you have a classic trivia question you want to stump our Blog Talk Radio listeners with, go ahead and use that same email address. If we use it, you, of course, will get the credit. One more time, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we have a great post July 4th hour for you. It's all live, and we'll be having guests joining us live from London, England, and from Canada. From London, the co-creator of Whose Line Is It Anyway, Dan Patterson. His popular series, which starred in England, then came in big way to the United States on ABC, with Drew Carey as the host, comes back later this month on the CW with new episodes hosted by Aisha Tyler. Dan will join us live from London. Then we'll go live to Canada, and we'll talk to the executive producers and co-creators of the new Reels Channel's police procedural, King. It's Bernard Zuckerman and Greg Spotswood. Their creation is about a policewoman who has the gift of detail, sometimes to the consternation, if you will, of not only the crooks, but her superiors. King premieres Friday night on Reels Channel. Again, Bernard Zuckerman and Greg Spotswood, the creators, will join us live. That's our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're new listening to the show for the first time, we hope you make us a regular habit. We're on Mondays and Fridays at that 3 o'clock hour. That's 3 o'clock on the East Coast and noon on the Pacific time zone or the West Coast. And remember, you can catch our recent episodes by going to our homepage anytime, www.blogtalkradio.com/television. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/television. Don't forget to check out other Blog Talk Radio shows, including the new Tavis Smiley Network that premiered this past week. Again, congratulations to Tavis and his crew for joining BTR. You can catch them 24/7 as well. The best of BTR at YouTube.com. Remember, you can also find me on Facebook. You can also catch me at my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. And as the month goes along, we hope to tell you more about our new television partnership with the UBC Urban Broadcasting Television Network. Again, we love hearing from you. We thank you for tuning us in. And if you have some thoughts about the world of television, where it's going, you have some ideas for suggestions for guests, you want to clue us in with a classic tuning question, or chime in with an idea for our ongoing feature, A Show to Know. If you want to highlight a show you think deserves more highlighting, again, use this email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. When you email, please include your name and where you're emailing from. And as always, we really enjoy hearing from you because what you say matters. We're looking forward to a great second half of 2013, more original programming happening, networks like Hallmark Channel and Bravo getting into the scripted television game, more original programming all over the place, and yes, even some original launches and relaunches of networks from Esquire Network to Fox Sports 1 to El Rey to Sean Combs Revolt to Al Jazeera America, and Pivot, and a whole lot more. So be with us the second half of this year as we continue to discover what the TV world has to say. The views presented on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are Amy Domestico and John Sweet. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Make it a great and safe 4th of July this Thursday, and then catch us back here on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.